We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we got a little bit of time before we go to Lee Sterling and his picks from ParamountSports.com. We were talking a little bit about some rivalries in the first segment. And so with that in mind, we'll go to the Tad's Locker Room Hotline and welcome in our mayor, Mayor Jeff Longwell.
What?
Yeah. How you doing, Mayor?
Well, we're moving up in the world.
Hey, I thought you had a contract with the Drive, but apparently you got out of it.
Well, the number is programmed into my phone under Bob Luke.
That's fine.
That's
fine.
That's outstanding. That's fine. Good.
As long as you listen, we don't care what.
I enjoyed your conversation about rivalries. That question there, can't you build a rivalry that's wrapped around one sport and that rivalry transfers then to other sports?
I think that's entirely possible. If
sure.
One's passionate enough, it can bleed over, sure.
Well, you know, rivalries are sometimes about the vitriol and sometimes the hatred, unfortunately, and that doesn't go away when the seasons change.
Mm-hmm.
So just curious about that. And then just wanted to mention to you that we have a goodbye to Lawrence Dumont event tomorrow, weather permitting. We will auction off, or actually you can come down 9 o'clock in the morning and buy some seats, and then planning on having a softball game at 3. Maybe the two of you can. Well, Bruce would have to make a road trip, but yep. Dane could come out and play.
I play first base, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Or have a pinch runner. Can we? I don't need to be blowing out.
God, have you devolved that much that you can't play a damn softball game? Get out there and play. Let's go.
I think it's entirely possible
exactly.
that I have, yeah.
And then, Bruce to make a road trip when we play that first triple-A game in the city of Wichita in over 30 years.
Jeff, I can't tell you how excited, even from afar, I am about that. Wichita will always be very, very special to me. So many great things happened for me, and I'm really indebted to so many people in Wichita in my time there. But I can't tell you how excited I am about this coming back. And how bullish I am on this being such a great thing for the city of Wichita. I know there's a lot of people that had a lot to do with this, but I will congratulate you directly because you're here in front of me, but just so excited about it. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that. I can tell you it did take the effort of a lot of people, but it also probably took 5 years off of my life working
yeah.
through this process.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, sure appreciate that. You listening. Thanks for the call. Call anytime, all right?
All right, take care.
Okay, there's Jeff Longwell weighing in.
By the way, city and county in Wichita, there's a good rivalry right there.
What's that?
City and county. Right in Wichita. Sedgwick County Commission, City Council, City County.
That's a rival.
It's always been a good rivalry. Maybe a friendly one.
How about East and West Wichita?
There you go. That's
East Siders and West Siders.
Yeah. That's been a pretty good one for years. In a different kind of way. So
East Siders always think they're better than West Siders, and the opposite's true. I mean, I don't want to stir anything up, but I don't go to the West Side unless I absolutely have to. I can promise you that.
Well, I mean, they live and breathe and operate over there. I mean, there's actual commerce being done.
Yeah, I know.
Things happening. Life happens over there.
I've heard that.
You
yeah.
can't. You don't generally fly out of Wichita from the East Side. So you get over there. I mean, it's. I guess it's good enough for you to use as an airport. Just saying.
I mean, to me,
Mr. Hottie Toddy.
To me, the West Side is Old Town. I mean that's going west for me.
the Delano district,
yeah, the
is
clock
about
tower
that's
is
about
west.
As far as
yeah.
you go.
Uh-huh.
The roundabout right down there by
right.
The,
it's like whoo. I need to get my tires rotated and get my oil changed if I want to go any further
exactly.
west.
Exactly.
This is practically Colorado. All right, Kevin. Kevin, we're going to try to squeeze you in before we get to Lee Sterling. How you doing, Kevin?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Good.
It won't take long. I just got two words for you, and those two words are muck and fazoo.
Okay. Well, we won't extrapolate that any further, but I hear what you're saying. So, and I believe that that is. I you know, Shane, I don't know. I'm old, and I've been around a while in terms of rivalries. Some of the best that have touched me directly is Kansas and Missouri, easily the best. I think that Wichita State and Creighton, especially in basketball, was really percolating and developing at the time, probably at its best, when Creighton up and moved to the Big East. Yep. That was a developing rivalry that was outstanding. I thought Wichita State, Oklahoma State baseball for many, many years was tremendous.
Yep.
I don't mean to name drop, but I chatted with Matt Holliday last week, and we were chatting about Tom, and you Shocker baseball fans don't need any explanation as to who Tom Holliday was, longtime coach down at Oklahoma State, first as an assistant, then as the head coach, and Matt Holliday, his son. And when I mentioned that I was at Wichita State, that immediately perked Holliday up. Even in the middle of an interview where there were about eight other people doing it, he and I had to stop and chat. It was it was pretty good stuff. Yep. I mean, I got a chuckle out of it. And anyway, but digress.
That's some real sports hatred right there, Wichita State.
Yes, that was good. That was good, honest hatred.
We're not there yet with the rivalry in college football. We're getting closer. KU, K-State, Bedlam, and others. Lee Sterling joins us now from ParamountSports.com. Had a hot week last week. Went 3-1-1. Welcome back to the show, Lee. Good job last weekend.
Thanks. We're going to look to continue. I mean, what exciting weekend it was. You had, you know, great games like Texas OU. I was at the Miami-Florida State game, the biggest comeback ever in that rivalry when Miami was down by 20. And I think I'm just going to relax and watch some college football when I get home. And it turns out, end up watching that UFC card. And with what happened at the end of that fight, I ended up staying up to almost 3 o'clock watching all the interviews. So it was an exciting weekend.
All right, so you talked about OU Texas, maybe an opportunity for a hangover or a look ahead because they're a 2-touchdown favorite against Baylor. Texas and Baylor coming up this weekend, Lee.
Well, not the case of late, the last 3 years. And I thought that, okay, Texas, you know, has probably not fared well against Oklahoma. Looked it up, and they've done actually real well the last 3 years covering after OU. So this is a team that their confidence is growing. You just see this team, you know, they blow a 21-point lead to come back, drive right down, kick the field goal, win the ball game. Their quarterback finally looks like he has everything under control. They're healthy at running back here, and the Baylor defense, ranked 90th overall and 96th in scoring defense, lagging way behind the offense here. They're going to start blitzing. Well, they got to do something. They just can't stand there and stand up to these teams that are bigger, stronger, and faster. Give me Texas. They stay on the roll here, 41-21.
Wow. West Virginia looked pretty disinterested. I'm not going to say that. They just weren't very focused last week in trying to take care of business against Kansas. Now you come back, and it's kind of a trap game. Maybe not so much because West Virginia was so unfocused last week, and I'm sure that they'll be working on that. But, boy, I'll tell you what, laying 6.5 at Iowa State, Iowa State's one of those potentially dangerous teams, especially at home, aren't they, Lee?
They are. Well, they're going to win the Heisman Award for the best third-string quarterback every year. The last couple of years, these third-string quarterbacks, they come on and they look like they're ready to go straight into the NFL. But here, strange game last year. Now, I do a lot of correlations and I do a lot of algorithms. And you run this, and West Virginia last year, when they beat Iowa State, they won 20-16. They had 524 total yards. Usually that correlates into about 45 to 47 points on offense. So just didn't get it done in the red zone. Will Greer last week, 3 interceptions, but that Kansas secondary is pretty good, 11 interceptions on the year. Iowa State only three interceptions here. I think Will Greer's, he doesn't have two back-to-back bad games here. Iowa State's two up and down for me. Give me West Virginia, 38-28.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com, 7-0 so far this season on his 30-50 unit plays. His game of the week we'll get to in just a second, ParamountSports.com. We're not, I mean, Bruce and I aren't exactly sure what Oklahoma State is, and we're fairly clear on what Kansas State is. This is a really desperate times for K-State up in Manhattan. Oklahoma State laying 6.5 on the road.
Yeah, and the problem here for Kansas State is just I don't see any solution. And usually you see Bill Snyder, he makes a change and something happens, but you know, to beat Oklahoma State, you have to have a stud quarterback and push the ball down the field, and Kansas State doesn't have that. Usually Bill Snyder, great as a home dog, 32-15 since 2010, but this is 2018. Times are changing. I wouldn't be shocked if he steps down at the end of this season. He just doesn't look like he's got it, the fire in his belly here. Give me Oklahoma State, 40-28.
Maybe the most intriguing game of the week in the NFL, and there's a couple, but Kansas City going to New England. So interesting on so many different levels, Lee.
Yeah, and I think the reason the line is at 3.5 and it's going to stay there is played the game, and I just know what teams go through. And in Kansas City 2 weeks ago, they have to go to Denver. Denver threw everything at them. That was one of the most physical games. They came out with a win with those two touchdown drives late. Last week they have to play in the rain. That's a miserable way to spend your Sunday afternoon in the NFL. They played their best game, especially on the defense, last week. They win that game. What's New England been doing the last 2 weeks? Well, 2 weeks ago they play Miami. That game's over by halftime. Last Thursday night they play Indianapolis. Indianapolis, by the end of the game, had about four healthy defensive players here. They have 10 days, does New England, to get ready for this game. They have their best pass rusher back, Flowers. He will play in this game. Josh Gordon's in the fold now. Bill Belichick, 10 days to prepare. Give me the GOAT, 38-24.
All right, so you brought it up, the rain. The Rams are playing Denver, laying 7.5 in Denver. It may snow. It's probably going to be cold. You can tell us about this particular pick, but in general, do you care about the weather when you handicap these things?
Well, especially when if you're playing a team that is used to the warm weather and has a lot of injuries. And I just don't think the Rams – I think the Rams have to run the ball and throw the football. Cooper Kupp and also Brandon Cooks, their game-time decision with a concussion. Don't be shocked if they hold them out here. You know, I think they're going to run away with the division. I think they'll have the best record in the NFC, so not that important. Von Miller had one of the worst games I've ever seen him play. He's not one of these guys that has two bad games in a row. Give me Denver. The wrong team is favored, guys. They went outright 27-24.
Wow, that's upset special. Wrong team favored there in Denver. All right, 800-400-9741, ParamountSports.com is where you can find Lee's picks. Again, the 30 to 50 stars, he's been perfect, and he's been surging with the free picks he's been giving us on KFH here over the last couple of weeks, 3-1-1 last weekend. Your game of the week features A&M, doesn't it?
Yeah, they want to get A&M South Carolina. Great matchup here, a lot on the line. Just call 800-400-9741. You get the game for free. We're on a roll. College and the NFL, so you want to hop on board. Most people call this month October. We call it Locktober.
Ooh,
3 weeks now through the end of October. You're going to get 12 to 15 games a weekend. If you use coupon code SAVE300, just $197. So no one wins documented like we do in the country. It's all available, ParamountSports.com.
Thanks, Lee. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Lee Sterling.
Thanks, Lee.
There he goes from ParamountSports.com. He's got...
Boy, Denver over the Rams.
Denver straight up. We're going to have to
straight
pay
up.
Extra close attention to that one.
I defer. That might even... that him saying that might even be able to move me a little bit, but I don't see it. Okay, I got to look at that game through different eyes now.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see what he's seeing
now,
because I trust his point of view.
It affects, I think, pros less because they're the Rams and they're in LA doesn't mean every single guy on the roster is from LA. You know, you kind of forget that. They've got plenty of guys that have played in cold weather before, but what high is supposed to be like 27 in Denver on Sunday, and
yeah. Hey, in snow.
Let's be honest. It's funner playing in the Coliseum than it is at altitude and when it's snowing. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
I can see why he took Denver to cover in a little bit, you know, in a tiny way. But he's going all in, thinks the wrong team's favored. So it'll be interesting, be interesting to track. Okay. All right, so got the Twitter question coming up. We've got some payment details in that involves Kansas and Adidas. We'll get to that top of second hour. Our own picks coming up in about a half an hour. It's going to be Bob Jones pinch hitting for Todd Benway for the State Farm picks. We'll get to that at about 10:20 or so. Twitter question coming up next. Shane and Bruce on a Friday, Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.